So if you attach your happiness to one single thing or one single person, then you are going to be left extremely unhappy, unsatisfied, yeah. and the list goes on, right? And the Islamic perspective on this is because we are supposed to attach our hearts to the eternal one, the divine one, right? And if we attach our hearts to the eternal, Allah, then we can never be disappointed. And we can never be left unsatisfied, right? Inshallah, yeah, exactly, right? And even right, phrases like, you know, well, understanding like, what is a happy marriage and, you know, happiness.
It's okay.
Right?
Talk that talk. Talk that talk. What are your thoughts on that? It's okay. It's a safe space. You can say whatever you want. So, I want us to be honest about this. What is a happy marriage anyway?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, just, I mean, putting marriage aside for a second, just understanding happiness, like, you know, that. So I remember one of my teachers mentioned once that, to be honest, a lot of my teachers mentioned this, and it's something that I've just, for many years, I've just held on to. And it's helped me in every relationship, right? Which is that, you know, if you attach your happiness to one single thing or one single person, then you are going to be extremely disappointed slash unhappy.
Wow.
Right? Because you
say that again. No. Let's say that again for those in the back, because that is gold. That is gold. Please say that again.
So if you attach your happiness to one single thing or one single person, then you are going to be left extremely unhappy, unsatisfied, and the list goes on, right? And the Islamic perspective on this is because we are supposed to attach our hearts to the eternal one, the divine one, right? And if we attach our hearts to the eternal Allah, then we can never be disappointed, and we can never be left unsatisfied, right? Because that is what we need to fill any gaps that we have in our lives. Now I know that, you know, I could say that all day long and you'd be like, yeah, but it's not easy. You know, I do love this person, and that's fine. You know, you want to love that person, you have love for them, you have a level of closeness to them, a relationship, an attachment, you miss them if they're not, alhamdulillah, those are all perfect, normal, natural emotions to feel. Islam is not against that, right? It didn't come to stop your emotions, etc., etc. But what we're saying is, if you're like, you know what, and this is again the Hollywood perspective, right? That I would die without this person, right? You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, that's really unhealthy to think about. Like, I miss this person, whatever, that's fine. But to be like, you know what, that's it. If this ends, my life is over, finished, right? Because you've attached everything.
It's, you keep using the word attachment, and that's what it keeps making me think of, a negative and unhealthy attachment.
Yeah.
But I think also within our cultures, even, there is this idea that, you know, if you really loved him or if you really loved her, you couldn't live without him. You couldn't live without her, you know? And again, one of the things that I know we're going to talk about so much more on this show is really the brainwashing. I'm sorry. The brainwashing that we have, especially our generation, has had as Muslims. And of course, they've been having it for a bit longer. But as Muslims, I think probably Gen X, millennials, we are the ones in the source, you know, who've kind of been brought up on the Disney fairy tales, you know, on all the teenage romances, you know, all the stuff, right? So I really appreciate, and I felt that in my heart, that distance, and it's not a bad detachment.
It's not at all. No.
It's a healthy detachment from an outcome in a way, because you loving a person and you missing them when they're not there, and then you having so much respect and regard for them, it's one thing. And like you said, alhamdulillah that Allah put about the ability for us to do that in our hearts, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the capability to do that, and it's okay, just do that, But don't expect a particular outcome as a result, as in, if I love this person this much, they will never leave. You know, they will be by my side always. And kind of like you said, this unhealthy attachment. And if they say this or they do that, I can't be happy. I can't carry on. I can't function. I can't focus. Because like you said, it's almost like you're giving the keys to your happiness to somebody else. And you're saying, you better make sure you do right with these because I want to be happy. Okay. That's the agreement here. I don't know. Subhanallah.
Very dangerous thing to do. You're literally playing with fire, right? Yeah. So it's so dangerous to put yourself in that position. And I think that's why there has to be a balance, like you said. Nothing wrong with, the Prophet ﷺ, many years after his wife Khadija radhiallahu anha passed away, he would mention her, remember her, honor her relatives, right? You know, like that kind of thing. So nothing wrong with missing someone, right? Nothing wrong with that. But it's about how you approach it. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't attach everything to her. He loved her and he missed her, right? Severely, seriously. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was always number one, right? And he knew Allah would take care of her and Allah would take care of him. So I mean, whether it's in the context of marriage relationships that we're talking about now, which is very common, or it's in the context of just the materialistic world that we live in, where people attach their hearts to cars or wealth or whatever, right? And if they lose that, that's it. Same thing, right? Fall into depression, basically, because that's missing from their lives. So we have to just make sure, right, that even this whole, coming back to what we're talking about, the understanding of happy marriage, right, the understanding of what makes you happy, the understanding even of what love is, it really needs to be discussed, because there's so many levels of love, right? And it's interesting because, like, as you know, Sister Naima, like I've written on Surah Yusuf, right? And in Surah Yusuf, there's a really interesting part in the story. Most people know about this, the minister's wife and Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salam, right? So she became infatuated by him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he describes the feeling that she had, he says, قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّ, right? So there's two words used, hub, which a lot of us are familiar with, which means love. And then he uses another word, shagaf, right? So the common translation is, her heart was, she was overtaken by love or overtaken by infatuation. But the word shagaf that Allah used in the Quran is really interesting, because nowadays that same word is used for it's like a medical term, pericardium. So it's the layer of like membrane that covers the heart. It's like a covering over the heart. Yeah. So Allah says that love penetrated that covering in her heart, right? And that's what took her. But remember, you have to understand, this is a married woman, right? And etc. There's so much riding on this. She's a woman of power as well.
This is lust, I'm sorry, Mailish. This is complete lust, because she didn't even know Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. She just saw him and she was like, that's it, game over. Subhanallah.
Actually, love Allah's referring to here. Just because you saw the word hub in the verse doesn't mean love. Allah is actually criticizing this type of love, saying this is complete lust and infatuation. She was overtaken in that moment. She was like, I need to do something, right? Imagine at that moment she forgot that she was even married. She forgot all of the consequences. She was like, okay, I see this in front of me. This is what I want. And imagine how many of us experience that on a daily, when we see something, again, away from marriage and relationships, you're shopping and you see right, and that's it. You're like, I don't have enough money in my account, but I need to get it.
Yeah,
right. I have to buy it, so I'll go into debt because I need that thing. And that's the world we're living in now, where things are consuming our hearts. Wow. And on a deeper level, a person, right? Someone that you don't barely know, someone that you need to have value for. You're willing to just whatever, right? Go any means. And so I think that understanding needs to be there, that what is love even? Or is it, is this feeling that I have, is it just infatuation, right? Is it just lust? Is it just desire? Yeah.